are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the federal authorities have identified the anti-Muslim filmmaker. From what we understand, he wasn't Jewish. He wasn't Israeli. He actually has a criminal history of bank fraud, actually served jail time, but has taken on multiple aliases. So I don't know if we actually have his true name. They believe his true name is Nakula Baseli Nakula, 55 years old. Federal authorities have identified him as a Coptic Christian in Southern California who is on probation after his conviction for financial crimes. He had, from what we understand, told AP Network News before that he was Jewish, Israeli. Jews helped fund his movie, and from what we understand, that is completely untrue. Of course, this controversial anti-Muslim film is what sparked these uprisings right now and riots in the Middle East, causing the death of multiple Americans now, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Now, apparently, this Nakula Baseli Nakula was behind the film Innocence of Muslims. It denigrated Islam, from what we understand. The Prophet Muhammad sparked these protests, and he is right now locked up in his house, not talking to any media. All right, from what we understand, many people are calling for his death in the Middle Eastern world. From what we understand, he was connected to a named Sam Baseli, who admitted to be the film's writer and director, but Baseli turned out to be a false identity. AP Network News traced a cell phone number from Baseli used to a Southern California house where it located and found Nakula. Now, Nakula, as Baseli, told AP Network News he was Jewish and Israeli, although Israeli officials said they have no records of such a citizen. Others involved in the film said his statements were contrived. They interviewed, I guess, one of the actors in the film, actresses, and she had said he had convinced her he was Egyptian, and this was a film for Egypt. From what we understand, he's, like I said, he's locked himself up in his house. We don't know who's, you know, giving him food or, you know, helping him while he's in his compound. From what we understand, he pled no contest in 2010 to federal bank fraud charges, and California was ordered to pay more than $790,000 in restitution. He also was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison and was ordered not to use computers or the internet for 5 years without approval from his probation officer. He set up fraudulent bank accounts using stolen identity, social security numbers, and then checks from those accounts would be deposited into other bogus accounts from which Nakula would withdraw money at ATM machines. So this is a very, very crafty individual here who, from what I also understand, took advantage of his neighbors, did identity theft with many people that were working close to him. And I have not seen the video yet. I have not. I guess it's called Innocence of Muslims. And, you know, this is the guy that started it all. Interesting, though, why he decided to tell the media he was Jewish and Israeli. I mean, does he want to start a war? What's he doing? Guy's a schmuck, and it'll be interesting to see what happens and how this takes how this goes on. I'm getting some breaking news here about in Tunis, Tunisia, possibly a school, an American school has been attacked. I'm going to, on break, see if we could get any confirmation on that. From what we understand, we're seeing multiple rioters and protests now extending to Tunisia. Obviously, multiple countries have been involved now, Egypt, Yemen, and we don't know if an American school was involved. So, of course, after the break, I'll give you information on that. So, as you can see, we've got a very, very busy show. Sorry, I'm trying to get breaking news as I'm on air, and if I stutter a little bit, that's just the way I am as I'm trying to read, talk, chew gum, Facebook, tweet, and breathe all at the same time. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Of course, you could follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and you can follow us on Twitter. Got a lot of news to talk about in medical news. FDA is warning people of these topical muscle and joint pain busters. Apparently, some of them have been found to cause third-degree burns. We also have patients. Looks like many Americans are hoarding their medications, trying to make things last. We've talked about this on air many times, scrimping, saving, swapping, just to get through. More Medicare penalties on the way for hospitals. From what we also understand, reading this as I go. A spider shut down a $15 million highway construction project. Oh, I heard about this a couple days ago. Yeah, we got to talk about that one. We got to talk about that. All right, so as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in breaking news right now, looks like University of Texas has ordered evacuations. University of Texas at Austin and now North Dakota State University has ordered evacuation of all buildings after a phone threat that Al-Qaeda has planted bombs all over the campus. This just in. University of Texas at Austin and North Dakota State University in Fargo have both ordered an immediate evacuation of all buildings after phone threats were placed. Threats were placed that bombs had been placed all over campus. Two colleges are over 1,000 miles apart. We don't know why those two were singled out. Right now, they're evaluating to see if that's even true. But from what we understand, they got a call at about 8:35 a.m. Central Time from a male with a Middle Eastern accent claiming to have placed bombs all over the practice. University. I should make sure my practice doesn't have bombs also, especially since patients and staff are there. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,771.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.68, $907.34 for a half ounce, or $453.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.68, $907.34, and $453.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this just in, protesters in Tunis, Tunisia, capital of Tunisia, did set fire to an American school. Fortunately, the school was closed, because the school's closed on Friday. Friday's a day of prayers. From what we understand, there were no children hurt. From what we do understand, rioters right now are climbing the embassy wall and trying to break into the compound. Police are on scene. They're, it's a part of a multiple country. I'm sorry, I'm reading as I go. I apologize. Okay, I get it. I'm no Walter Cronkite. I get it. All right. So from what we understand, no children in the school. Multiple countries are still exhibiting riots, especially on this day of prayer, which occurs on Fridays in the Middle East, in most countries in the Middle East. And we'll get more information as we receive it. But from what we understand, no children hurt. The school was closed in Tunis, Tunisia. Okay, and let me just move on here. I tell you, it's Crazy day. All right. It sounds like Egypt Islamist preachers are asking for the filmmaker's death. The Nakula. I know he has multiple aliases. We just learned the identity of the gentleman who had made the controversial anti-Muslim film. He was not Jewish or Israeli, as he originally told AP Network News. From what we understand, he's had multiple bouts with the law in terms of bank fraud. Did serve jail time. Two Islamist preachers in Egypt, according to Reuters, told worshippers on Friday that those who made the movie deemed insulting to Prophet Muhammad deserve to die under Sharia Islamic law. But they said protesters should not take their anger out on diplomats or others. Right now, from what we understand, the filmmaker is locked up in his California home. His neighbors, they were interviewing some of his neighbors today on the news, and, you know, they, from what we understand, he took advantage of his neighbors as well in terms of identity theft. So we'll keep you posted as more comes in. We're watching the University of Texas and Austin and North Dakota State University evacuations. From what we understand, a man with a Middle Eastern accent, quote-unquote, called around 8:35 a.m. Central Time, saying that there were bombs all over the campus and they were supposed to detonate in 90 minutes. Of course, all the buildings were evacuated. Thus far, no bombs have been found. These are thus far the only two universities we know of right now that have been affected. I understand many of you listen to the show a little delayed, so if there are any others, this may actually seem obsolete already, but for those of you listening live, that's the information we have right now, and we will keep you posted. Whew, okay. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in less severe news, we have a mom who was fined $50 by police after her two-year-old son takes a whiz on a Philadelphia sidewalk. Didn't we just talk about how one of the cities, Beaver Falls, was it also Pennsylvania City that wants to ban dogs on a 10-block amount of sidewalk because of all the poo-poo? Well, I guess the mom's little toddler, I guess, had to urinate. She was in a clothing store with her family. Two of her children needed to toilet, okay, use the potty. The shop refused to let the family use the bathroom that was on site. So she took the baby out. And from what I understand, they relieved themselves near a traffic light pole. She told him to go to a grassy area to make pee-pee. Then officer comes over, gives her a ticket, also lectures her on parenting. I have a huge problem with, these stores not allowing you to use their public restrooms. I mean, you're giving them, I can understand if you don't conduct business and you just want to walk in and use their bathroom. I understand that. But if you are actually a customer, I think you have a right to use their bathroom. You know, when my patients come in and they need to give me a urine sample, I don't tell them to go outside. I don't tell them no. They're customers. They get to use my facilities. One gentleman, it was funny, asked him for a urine sample. I had done the exam. We were in the clinic, we were in the actual exam room, and I say, okay, so I need you to give a urine sample, and then we're going to draw some blood. And as I walk out of the exam room, he closes the door so he could urinate in the cup. I'm like, no, you got to go to the toilet. You have to go to the bathroom. No, you can't do that in the room. But I find that extremely frustrating. And, going to New York as often as I do, many times just the idea of walking makes me have to pee. And it's unfortunate that you get turned away from using bathrooms. In this particular case, you got a little kid. Cut the kid some slack, all right? Okay. Chronic pain. Chronic pain costing the United States $635 billion a year. This is something that I discuss on my show a lot, how as we're aging and many of our baby boomers are now of Medicare age, and many of us are outliving heart attacks and finding cancer at stage 1 and stage 2 and able to battle cancer as opposed to being told as a death sentence, we have more and more pain issues. arthritis, back, degenerative disc disease. We've talked about pain a lot on the show. And from what we understand, these costs are skyrocketing. Right now, the number is $635 billion each year on direct and indirect costs with chronic pain. They say this is more than the annual costs associated with cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, according to health economists at Johns Hopkins University, Daryl Gaskin and Patrick Richard. They base their estimate on healthcare costs and lost worker productivity associated with chronic pain. They said the researchers analyzed a 2008 medical expenditure panel survey to measure the incremental costs, and looks like pain that interferes with work, joint pain, arthritis, disabilities, compared to costs without of people without chronic pain, and obviously pretty high. Now, I think in those costs also include, you know, time off work. But, you know, why are we hurting so much? Why? Well, you know, we've discussed how as we age, especially in our back and our neck are huge sources of debilitating pain. You have the discs in between the joints, and those discs eventually dry up, or sometimes with wear and tear, they weaken or herniate. And we call it degenerative disc disease. The bones, not having that protection of the shock absorption of the disc, starts to build more osteophytes, get a little bit more crunchy. And many of you guys hear yourself kind of crunchy as you, you know, click back in your seat or get up or get out of bed. And the bones start to make spurs and osteophytes, we call them. Some of them even start fusing together. In my mid-back, I have two or three vertebrae fused together. And it's because I used to run. I used to run on the asphalt. Everybody said, you know, oh, don't run on the sidewalk, run on the asphalt. No, it isn't. Neither is softer. I still messed up my back. But luckily, thank God, no pain yet. After a while, the arthritis does cause some pretty severe pain. Any herniated disc or lack of disc could also institute nerve pain. Nerve pain is pretty debilitating. You can't really rub it away. You can't kiss and make the boo-boo away. That is very deep pain. Many of our hips start to wear and tear. Arthritis, we lose the cartilage in our hips. We lose the cartilage in our knees. A lot of it is a part of aging. Some of it's because we did multiple sports. Many of my football players are ex-football players. They don't have a lot of cartilage, and that cartilage is the shock absorber, and it's the buffer and barrier between your two bones. So, you know, femur and tibia. And so as we age, we definitely put ourselves at higher risk for arthritis, degenerative disc disease, neck pain, radiculopathy, herniated discs, a whole variety of things that could cause pain, especially even neuropathy. A lot of us with diabetes get neuropathy. A lot of us that have disc issues, back issues, neck issues have neuropathy where the nerves are affected. Well, from this study published in the Journal of Pain, that sounds like a fun read, they found average healthcare costs for adults were $4,475. People suffering from moderate pain, $4,516 in health costs. This is per person. This is the average cost per person. Patients with severe pain, $3,000. This is average healthcare costs for a year. What do we do? Well, I mean, we need to be working like gangbusters on treatments that we could use for chronic pain. You know, we have an obesity epidemic. Obesity is obviously a killer, puts us at risk for stroke and heart disease and diabetes. But many of us are obese because we can't exercise because we're in pain. And I think we need to be spending just as much time, just as many resources, treating and or coming up with, shall we say, you know, ways to treat, ways to prevent, ways to manage our chronic pain and arthritis. We're getting older. You know, look at that guy who was 122 years old in Russia. You know, he didn't look like he had a bounce in his step. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DAFDELI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget, we are booking for the Alaskan cruise. Pretty excited about people that have already signed up. I think we are going to have a phenomenal time. The rooms, from what I understand, of the Celebrity Solstice are beautiful. It's going to be so relaxing, so gorgeous. Coastal Alaska, one of the, I think, prettiest places in America, and this beautiful country of ours, just celebrated by relaxing and taking a trip with us. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Doctor, I was listening to your show last evening about fish oil and the intake of fish oil. I eat salmon about 3 to 4 times a week, or some type of fish, mainly salmon, sometimes tilapia, but I'm also on a vitamin regimen. I've had open heart surgery, 4 bypasses. And I do take a fish oil and a vitamin E along with a daily vitamin. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, is there any way you can get too much fish oil or too much vitamin E in your system with eating that much fish? And do I even need to take the fish oil in taking that much fish on a weekly basis?
No, that's a good question. I mean, I would definitely, you know, talk to your cardiologist because of your cardiac history, but you can't overeat fish. In terms of fish oil, sometimes we're concerned about any mercury component that could be in these fish oil tablets. We know that Lavazza, a pharmaceutical grade fish oil, is supposed to have very minimal mercury, if that. And one of their claims to fame is that as opposed to your over-the-counter fish oil, you don't know what kind of mercury you could be getting, how much you could be getting concentrated in these tablets. Whereas Lavazza, because it has to be regulated and watched and it's pharmaceutical grade, may be safer. But, you know, with fish oil and the study saying fish oil really doesn't seem to help prevent stroke and heart, you know, it's iffy if you need to take it at all. The fact that you're a fish eater is great. Okay, I mean, the main reason why we've had to bottle up fish oil is because most people don't like fish. They don't like to eat fish. Salmon is a great fatty fish. I think bluefish, whitefish, like Dr. Seuss, greenfish, whitefish, redfish. The bluefish, whitefish, you know, strong with fish oils. I think sardines, but definitely the salmon. Great fish to get your fish oil. So I it sounds like you're doing right. One thing that fish oil does, which is why many cardiac patients have been told to go on it, is it could act similarly to aspirin in terms of decreasing your platelet aggregation or your clotting ability. Remember, when we've talked about heart attacks a lot on the show and how we suffer from a heart attack, it's not that our artery clogs 60, 70, 80, 90, 95, 98, 99, 100, and then you have the heart attack. Many times you're clogged at 60, 70, 80%. The piece of plaque breaks off, you immediately form a clot. So if you take fish oil or you take your daily aspirin, it prevents you from making those clots. However, then a risk to fish oil or to taking too much fish oil could be you could overbleed. You could be putting yourself at risk for nosebleeds or a hemorrhagic stroke. I've never seen anybody, thank God, knock on wood, have a hemorrhagic stroke from taking fish oil, but the potential is there. Plus, there's some abdominal side effects. You could get kind of heartburn and sometimes abdominal bloating and diarrhea, etc. One risk of fish oil, which it sounds like you're already protected from, is fish oil could cause you to become vitamin E deficient, which is why many people told to take fish oil could be put on vitamin E. The only problem with vitamin E is vitamin E has been very lightly linked to prostate cancer. There was a study with men taking vitamin E and them having an increased risk, I don't know, 15-17%, I don't remember exactly, prostate cancer risk. So, you know, with these supplements, you could go crazy trying to figure out what you should do and what's the safest thing. I would, you know, sit down with your cardiologist and find out. You know, personally, I really recommend going as natural as you can in terms of eating the food. You know, we talk about this. Some people are like, well, I do things naturally and I take this supplement and I do this and I do this. I mean, if you're really going to go natural, eat the food. Now, I understand many of our foods may not have the nutrition that they used to have because of, the way we've cultivated and farmed and, you know, the ground's depleting a lot of the minerals and vitamins from the plants. I get all that. I understand that. But if we really need to teach ourselves the basics and go back to self-control and doing the right thing. I get very frustrated when I see somebody on a meat and potato diet trying to pop fish oil to protect their heart. It's not going to work. You need to be a fish and vegetables eating type of cowboy than your meat and potatoes. And I get that. Trust me, I just bought a whole bunch of, are they russet potatoes? I cannot wait to just slice them up and throw some butter and some, you know, onion powder and some pepper and just salt them and just, I just cannot, I love potatoes. I love potatoes. I hardly eat them. I probably eat potatoes maybe once a month. once a month, you know. But, you know, we bought the potatoes, and I just cannot wait to just chop. Cannot wait. Just, you know, salivating at the thought. But you got to get back into your thinking. I got to eat the salads. I got to eat the vegetables. I got to eat the fish. So can you overdose on fish oil? No. Can you overdose on vitamin E? No. Are there side effects with both? Absolutely. Is it worth the risk of the fish oil? Talk to your doctor. I mean, you have had a cardiac history. I would definitely bow to your cardiologist's expertise. If he's like, no, I love fish oil. None of my patients had a second heart attack. If they ate, you know, if they took the fish oil, then fine. Take the fish oil. If you have to rub Buddha's belly, do it. Whatever is going to work, do it. I really believe in that kind of stuff. And, you know, many doctors have their, rituals. And I'm with that because, you know, what works for their patients. But it was an interesting study this week that fish oil may not be worth all the hype. But it's really hard to, the other thing that's very difficult is how do you get a piece of salmon into you, or let's say a piece of halibut, without buttering the heck out of it, you know, seasoning it, making it yummy. I mean, I like the whole lemon capers, you know, like when we go to a restaurant, if I order the fish and it has like the butter sauce and all that, I could eat that fish. I could get it down the gullet. But what are you doing to the fish that you might as well eat a piece of beef? I mean, if you're buttering it all up and, you know, trying to mix it with some chicken fat from your husband's plate, nah, you're going to lose a lot of the benefits that you took. You know, I don't know what I would do if I was a patient right now. You guys must be just thoroughly confused, and not because the Dr. Dahlia show confused you, but just in general. You know, you're being bombarded by, you know, advertisements, by TV commercials, your friends are telling you to take things, and you just don't know what to do. And many doctors don't agree. You know, you have three doctors in the room, you're going to get 10 opinions. And it's very frustrating. And then you try to educate yourself and you go to the internet, and if the internet article was sponsored by a product, or it was some of these articles are actually advertisements and you can't tell. You think you're going to an actual medical source. You're kind of up a creek. And hopefully that's why you call me. Email me if ever I'm not live and you can't reach me, drdahlia.com. Go to my website, email me. I'll try to answer any questions that you have. And of course, you know, even if we aren't live, you can still call into the show. We'll play your question the next day at 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. And for those of you that don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. Don't forget also, when you go on Facebook a little bit later tonight, Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also a great way to ask me questions as well, and Twitter. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so many of us, we were talking about pain, arthritis and joint pain and back pain and neck pain and pain in the butt. And anyway, there are topical products that we use over the counter, like Bengay, Icy Hot. And the FDA has now issued a warning that these could cause skin injuries in rare cases. They're only telling us now. These products have been out for years. You know, we know they burn a little bit sometimes. But basically, the FDA says if you experience any burning pain or blistering after using these products, you should seek medical attention right away. Yes. All right. Okay. The agency says it's received reports about severe skin injuries in people who use these topical products to treat muscle and joint pain. Other products include like Flexol, mentholatum, capsaicin, and they say some of these chemical burns have even been severe as third-degree burns. You know how first degree kind of goes into the epidermis, second degree a little bit more deeper into the dermis, third degree even deeper, longer to heal. That's kind of a quick summary, but basically first, second, and third degree will scar. Second degree burns can scar too, but third degree, pretty nasty. And they say that people have developed some of these severe chemical burns within a day after using a product for just one time. Whenever you use any new topical product, and ladies, listen to this one, okay? I know I'm playing a Clinton here. Listen, this is important, all right? Do a test rub on a part of the body that if it does scar or react, you're not going to worry as much because it's not as cosmetic. I know a lot of us go to, I don't want to say a specific site, but many of us like to get our cosmetics and our creams over the counter cheaper than actually going through Mary Kay and Avon. A trick of the trade that many women have informed each other about is, rather than going through the Avon rep or Mary Kay rep, many people that have purchased these products to sell have a surplus. So they'll sell them on eBay or online, and you buy the products there for cheaper. All right. Even though I'm a huge fan of anybody that sells Avon or Mary Kay, I love those products. I think they're great. People sell the stuff, online. But some people may be unscrupulous and actually think because it has the name on there, they could put any crap into the cream, package it up. It's very easy to cellophane. You know, when packaged, say, sealed, never opened. Yeah, usually they're right, but some people, they know how to cellophane. It's not that difficult to do. So if you open up something that you believe is a product that you're comfortable with and you throw it on your face, not the smartest thing to do. Always do a test run, wait a few hours, wait a day to see what it does to your arm. Well, same thing with the Bengay and the Icy Hot. You want to do a practice run on it, and not to see if it works. A lot of times it won't work on your hairy arm, but you'll be able to see if it affects the skin. There's been 43 cases right now of burns associated with the use of these over-the-counter topical muscle and joint pain relievers. The active ingredients are menthol, menthol salicylate, and capsaicin. Most of the severe burns, they say, occurred after the use of the pain relievers that included the menthol or a combination of the menthol and menthol salicylate. Higher concentrations greater than 3% menthol or 10% menthol salicylate were more problematic. Capsaicin didn't have as many problems. Okay? FDA thus offers this advice, according to drugs.com. Do not apply these products on damaged or irritated skin. If you fall, scrape your knee hurts, don't be putting the product on the scrape. Okay? But most of us already do that. Don't put bandages on top of areas where you've applied one of these products. It may cause overconcentration. It may also react with the Band-Aid glue. After applying a product, don't make the area hotter by putting heating pads on it, hot water bottles, or lamp. This increases the risk of serious burns. That's a real important point. Many times, I'm married to a chiropractor, right? We all know my husband, Corey. I know he's mine, ladies. He's mine, all mine. But he's a chiropractor, and he always yells at me because I feel better with heat. You know, when my neck hurts or my back hurts, I go into the hot shower, I use a heating pad, and he's always like, you ice. When you hurt yourself, you ice, you ice, you ice, you ice. Well, a lot of us are like me. We love the feeling of the heat. Now the reason why you ice is, when you decrease blood flow and ice, you decrease inflammation. What happens if you trip and your knee starts to swell? You apply ice. What happens when you burn yourself? You apply ice. So ice is extremely therapeutic because it decreases blood flow to the area, so you get less inflammatory fluids and you get less swelling. Right? And then, of course, when you take away the ice, you get a rebound hyperemia where the blood flows again, and sometimes that feels good. Right? But on the flip side, we like heat because it relaxes the muscles. And honestly, my neck is kind of stiff right now, and I'm just thinking about, oh, the heat would be nice. I know it's Friday. Just, you know, always on Friday I get the end of the week aches and, you know, like the week needs to end. Although, again, my weekend is busier than my week, so I don't know what I, you know, what I'm looking forward to right now in terms of rest. But a lot of us will use heating pads and we'll put on the Icy Hot or Bengay or cream or whatever, and then we'll use the heating pad. No. That is going to increase your risk of inflammation and burns. Do not let the products touch your eyes or mucous membranes, nose, mouth, genitals. I know some of us could have a rip-roaring night and ache a little bit down there. No, Icy Hot does not belong there, not even for fun. They say if you experience pain after using one of these products, be on the lookout for blistering or burning. Stop the product. See, what I would do is as soon as you start to feel it, start washing it off. Cool water. Just start using cool water to wash it off. I wouldn't even mess around. Okay? Yeah, don't mess around. All right, now, there was something else I want to talk about because I know we're coming up. This was an interesting story that came out today. They say Americans are so short on cash that they are doing without prescription drugs and skipping doctor visits. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You know, this is one of the reasons why my show was able to succeed. You know, I put myself on air years ago because people were losing their jobs, they were losing their health insurance, and they were calling me up, even people that weren't my patients, saying, doctor, I heard you, you know, do a lot of, you know, work for the city and you know, answer people's questions. I got to talk to you. And I couldn't, you know, throughout the day do that. So I put myself on air to answer people's medical questions. And I have to tell you, I mean, I want this recession to end as quickly as possible, but I have to give credit where credit is due. One of the reasons why you guys have, you know, helped me become so successful in radio is because you have been turning to me for your questions. I still want you to go to your doctor. I don't want you to leave your doctor. And, you know, I'm just a voice on the radio. I have an MD, but I'm not the person that's taking care of you for years. I'm not looking at you. I'm not touching your skin. So, you know, your doctor is a much better choice than using me. But this is exactly why my show exists. I know many of you are like, what the heck is she doing on air? And why is there even a market for Dr. Dahlia? I guess this is why. Many of you are not able to go to the doctor. You're skipping your visits. You're spreading out your medication. They say nearly one half of Americans under the age of 65 who don't have prescription drug insurance are not filling their prescriptions because of the cost. That's risen 27% since last year. 6 out of 10 has denied a medical test. 63% put off a doctor's visit to save money. 51% has delayed a medical procedure. I've done it. I've delayed lots of procedures because my deductible's so damn high. Overall, they say a whopping 81% said over the past 12 months they have been trying to cut corners. Now, cutting corners can be dangerous, especially with your heart medications, your cholesterol medications, your blood thinning medications. We don't want you to cut corners. More than half the people surveyed say they do not have drug coverage. These medications are pretty expensive. Average person is spending at least $54 a month for out-of-pocket costs. Uninsured, about $91 a month. Consumer Reports does recommend several strategies like going for generic, trying to take advantage of generic discount programs at drug chains or retailers, etc. But stay on board with us for another hour if you can, another couple hours. If not, have a great weekend, great rest of the way home, and God bless.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.